show today, we have Bank Joy's very own Michael Duncan, joined by Coca-Cola Credit Union's very own Farhan Zadavg, talking about their new online account opening product at Coca-Cola Credit Union, getting ready to launch. So check it out. How are you guys?
Great. Doing great. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Now that I'm talking to you guys, we're good. All right, we're out. Interview's over. No, thanks. I appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us today about a new online account opening product Coca-Cola Credit Union is getting ready to launch. So I'm excited about this. So can you?
We are too.
Yeah, I could imagine. I could imagine. So can you tell us a bit about the online account opening product? I mean, what's it all about and what's unique about it? Farhan, I'll let you go first since you guys are the ones that are going to be using it.
Sure. So the online account opening product basically is extremely seamless and very deeply integrated with our core Keystone, right? So that's one of the differentiating factors for us. And I think more importantly, that it takes about 60 seconds or less to open up in an account, funding and all through the entire process. Yeah. I think Mike and his team have done an amazing job of not just looking at it from a data or integration perspective, but also from the member experience, really.
Got it. Mike, anything to add? I'm sorry, Farhan.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. So, as Farhan said, it takes the member, the prospective member, the process in about 60 seconds. And we do that by basically deeply integrating that with our digital banking. So you go through the process, you go through the steps, and then in digital banking, that's where you're setting up your shares. That's where you're setting up your joints, your joint accounts, right? Mm-hmm. We also have deeply integrated with Correlation Keystone as well. And so there's no manual processes in the back end. It's completely creating the accounts inside of Keystone. And we're also leveraging Key Insight. So the credit union can actually go into Correlation CRM product and see where that member is or that prospective member is in the journey of becoming a member.
Nice. Very nice. Right.
So the idea is that even if the member has potential challenges or issues at any point in time, they don't have some information or whatever, they can pick up and wherever they left off. And if they can't do that, they can always work with our member services reps, because member services will know exactly where they're at in the process.
Very cool. What's unique about it? What sets it apart from other online account opening products out there?
Well, Coca-Cola is an international company. So number one, we've got to provide support to a wide demographics, right? So from everyone from bottlers, folks who are working various different shifts, at night or during the day, to folks who are working in another country. So the idea is that the uniqueness comes in that the member is able, or the applicant is able, to complete the entire process without any interaction from anyone within the credit union, right? And I think what's more amazing is that you're able to collect a lot of analytics on this and follow up through different trigger points. So there's a lot of touch points that we can add to the account opening process. And I think more importantly, that the account differentiator is we're able to fund the account very quickly and immediately open up that account, and we don't have to wait days or for information to get processed. The funds are readily available to the member.
Oh, very nice. And this kind of goes, as you're talking, I'm thinking about this kind of goes along with most kind of retail experiences that consumers are experiencing these days with Amazon and Apple, all that type of stuff, where when you sign on to something, boom, it just works and you're off to the races, like Airbnb, that type of stuff. So this kind of goes along the same lines of what the consumer is expecting these days, right?
Right. Yeah. And I think more importantly, it's how do we compete with those players, right? They've been constantly offering newer products that are innovative. And I think BankJoy has actually been able to leverage newer technologies than what is currently adopted by other credit unions or other FIs to really push us forward. And I think we'll really be able to compete with Google and Apple if they ever get to that point. Right. But I think one of the areas I think that's going to set us apart is really that the member experience of this. I think sometimes with tech companies, they forget that what we're looking to do is ensure that whatever they can accomplish in the physical space, they can accomplish in the digital space. So that relationship is really important, what we call the omni experience. And I think right now that's a misnomer in our industry, that folks think that omni experience, they confuse it with omni channel.
Right.
And the idea is really that it's not that you can do things the same way across multiple devices. It's that we're able to offer the same experience, right, when they're in that physical environment or that retail space mm-hmm. with us. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's even more improved and better because currently, if you sometimes some members could come to us in the physical retail branch and tell us, hey, I want to open up an account, they may not have that information on hand, and that could take about a week or 2 weeks for them to get back to us.
Right, right.
In this instance, they can do it within seconds.
It's immediate. Very nice. Yeah, so there's immediate feedback for the member, right? So, and they,
right.
And we like that. So
we want it now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the way that we're kind of spoiled now, aren't we? We want everything right now. That's the way we're
exactly.
Living. And it sounds like this is what you had in mind when you designed it, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So when we set out to design this thing, we wanted to make it very frictionless. So when we studied other products, we realized that there were high abandonment rates in these products because there were so many steps, you know, because of the lack of integration with these, the online account opening products with the digital channels. You get to do everything inside of the onboarding process. Mm-hmm. I have to choose my shares. I got to set up my joints. And there's so many different steps in those processes that, you know, people would often just say that this is too much. I need to go reach out to the person I want to be my joint member. Mm-hmm. And I got to talk to my wife and I got to make sure she gets her information in there. And, it's too long of a process, right? So when we set out to do this and design this, we said, let's make a very streamlined process. We're going to leverage the digital banking ecosystem where mm-hmm. we can create the seamlessness between channels and we'll delegate some of those hard decisions you need to make to digital banking, whether it's mobile or online banking, mm-hmm. right? So, and then we made some other decisions. Like we decided, you know, we're going to do, we'll take photos of your ID and we'll do a liveness check. We'll do a selfie to compare and use AI to compare that selfie to the photo and the ID,
oh, wow.
just like you come into a branch and you bring your ID in there to streamline that process.
Oh,
and you can do this whether it's on the phone or tablet or at your desktop. Mm-hmm. This all, it still works really, really seamlessly.
Wow. Right. And I think what's really cool about this is security is a part of this. It's not just that we're lacking in something and compromising on other items. It's that it's a fully deeply integrated system that takes in consideration security and compliance so that we're meeting all the regulations at the same time.
Yeah.
On top of that, we're able to make sure that the member experience is that they're educated on the full process throughout.
Mm-hmm.
That there's not a lack of understanding behind why are we asking for something. They're being told at this point in time how they're going to be used, how that information is going to be used. They feel comfortable using this versus why are you collecting this data on me and why do you need this? Why do you need that?
So what pain points are you guys answering at Coca-Cola to launch this particular piece of technology, Farhan? What are you hearing from your members?
So I think right now, you know, our pain points are we can't get our accounts funded immediately, right? So if they come to us and they want to open up a loan, they have to become a member first. And that sometimes can take a couple of days. Mm-hmm. We need to get their driver's license, their other IDs. The process is very long, and sometimes it involves scanning information and passing it back to us. I think it's very convoluted. And what we've also been able to do is look at our own internal processes, and Mike's really been able to help us streamline and automate those simple processes that we kind of considered, well, we've always been doing it this mm-hmm. way. Right? So, well, we don't always have to do it this way anymore. We can now look at newer opportunities to streamline not just on the front end, but also on our back end. So I think that's become extremely critical for us as we've adopted this newer technology.
Mike, you have anything to add there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, as Farhan mentioned, I mean, the membership here is very varied. You know, you have international people, you have domestic people, and you've got people who are contractors in the field. And, you know, we looked at and we surveyed all the different opportunities where we could go and find new membership among Coca-Cola's employees. And we realized, you know, we need to create experience that not only, you know, you can tap into a computer or a phone and do that as a prospective member, but the credit union can take this on the road with them and they can bring it up on a tablet, and they can walk through, you know, field agents and contractors and get them on board as well. If people come into the branch, they can pull out the tablet, sit down at a table. They don't need to be at a PC to set up this new account and walk through the process in a very streamlined way as well. So we looked at all of that, and we just wanted to make it much more a comprehensive experience, whether you're on the branch or on the field or doing this from your computer at home.
Right. And you touched on one of the pain points that I think needs to be understood is that in today's environment, it's very difficult to verify eligibility. So we're able to verify employee eligibility through this system in many different ways. And I think that's become one of our differentiating factors that no other system can really do that for us at this time.
And does, as you're talking, does the Coca-Cola brand have anything to do with this as well? Because I'm thinking that your members, they expect the best because of the brand. Coca-Cola brand is... you know, probably what, top 10 branding in the world? If maybe probably higher, probably top 5, top 3, top. Maybe
it's my top one. Yeah, it's my top one. So it depends on which perspective you're looking at. But yeah, it is a top brand, and I think the quality of service that that employees and Coca-Cola families are looking for is comparable to what Coke the brand produces as well. So that's really important to us, that whatever products and services we use sometimes can reflect of what the expectations are that most folks here at the headquarters have come to expect. So we have to deliver on that value proposition as well.
Indeed. So why BankJoy? What stood out for you, for Mr. Duncan there sitting next to you?
I think in the very beginning, Mike, we were one of the first few, and I will tell you, we talked. We had similar common goals. Mm-hmm. That's number one. I think that was really important to us. And we moved away from vendors. I mean, obviously, we talk about partnerships now. I think BankJoy is much more of an ally, right? So with allies, we consider BankJoy one of those companies that we can not just partner with, but in terms of aligning our resources, aligning our objectives, our goals, that's become very critical to us with who's going to provide services and products to us. So that's one. I think the most important thing also is they're very agile. So when they say that they're going to do something, they're immediately working on it, right? It's not like, hey, this is something we're going to push off in about a year or in a few quarters. And I think it's important to us because we're able to work directly with them.
Yep.
I think we work very closely with their developers. Mike and I talk constantly about new innovations versus other partners who, you know, are there, but they're not fully engaged.
Mike?
We definitely we love our partnership with Coca-Cola. Yeah, there are lots of different challenges here that we don't see at other credit unions. I think it makes our product better, it makes our company better, and you know, they've got some really unique challenges here that, you know, we love exploring and finding really innovative solutions for. You know, our partnership has grown over time, and you know, we've got some really exciting things that that are lined up right now that will be unveiled over time.
All right. Hey, speaking of which, when will this product officially launch, or has it?
So we're looking to complete testing within the next week or two. So we're looking to launch in April.
Okay.
So within a few weeks.
Okay. Wow.
Yep.
That's like
very quickly.
A couple weeks. All right. All right.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of goals, you mentioned this before, Farhan. So what are your goals in using this technology at your credit union? And then I'm going to go to you, Mike, and ask you what your goals are in working with Coca-Cola Credit Union. So Farhan, I'll let you go first. What are your goals in using this technology for your members?
So number one, we want to make sure that there are increased efficiencies both on the business development side and our member services, right? We want to reduce a lot of the friction points that members are currently having and then be able to create analytics around that member experience. Really to drive that growth, it's extremely critical to our CEO that we continue to push membership growth so that we can open up more products and services to help the membership. And I think with this product, it's really going to get us to where we want to be.
Yeah, sure. Sounds like it. Mike, so what are your goals in working with Coca-Cola?
Yeah, our goals are their goals. We align ourselves and our organization and our technology as much as we can to align with their goals and helping them achieve their objectives and their bottom line. You know, so when they're going out to grow membership or, you know, grow revenue, you know, we want to make sure that we've got the right products and we got the right features. They're all well aligned with each other to help them achieve their bottom line and their objectives.
Gotcha. All right, guys, to wrap up here, any final words of wisdom? Any final words to wrap up here?
Well, I think, you know, we're very excited about this, you know, this more than a partnership. It's truly something that we've been seeking for a very, very long time. And I think the fact that BankJoy is able to integrate with various products and services, mm-hmm. it's almost like plug and play. And I think that's become very important today's industry, right? With open API and banking.
Yeah, it's moving so fast. So it's nice to have something like this. Like you said earlier, they're agile, so they can kind of change with the times as well. So
right. And it's not just a digital banking, right? We're looking for a digital platform for the future. You know, everything, yes, that we can build on.
Does the word future proof come into mind? I mean, we're hearing more and more of the future proof terminology or buzzword now. I think that might be the one for 2019.
Yeah, I think that's something that's already here. I don't think that's something that we're working towards. It's really already here. It's not something that, hey, we've got to wait next year and see what ends up happening. But yeah.
Now you want it now, just like the consumer.
Yeah, I want it now.
Mike, any final words of wisdom here?
Well, yeah, I mean, just to add to the future proofing. Future proofing is really important to us as well. And you know, we built our product on top of a common platform, an API that, you know, all of our products are connected into, right? So the goal there is to ensure that we have this kind of modular approach to software development that allows us to add features very rapidly, mm-hmm. allows us to add new products very rapidly like we're doing now with online account opening, because we can leverage this common platform to do amazing things. And not only build these products in and deliver them very quickly, but tie them together as well through that platform and API as well. So that, you know, that's how we future-proof and serve our clients like Coca-Cola.
Indeed. Yep. Indeed. All right, guys. Thank you so much for your time today. Farhan, we're going to have to do another show and discuss the wall behind you. So that's another show.
Definitely.
I'm going to be seeing that one in my sleep tonight. So Coca-Cola is going to be definitely on my mind for the next few days. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, guys. Seriously, thanks again. Appreciate it. Congrats on this partnership. And look forward to big things from you guys in the next couple of years with all the stuff you guys have lined up as well. So it's exciting. Exciting indeed.
We are. Yeah, thank you, Mike. Definitely excited. Oh, thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.